Last November, California Governor Gray Davis won a second term in an election with one of the lowest voter turnouts in state history. Less than a year later, he is in danger of losing his job. Two polls this week show 58% of California voters favor throwing Davis out of office. Davis faces challenges from his own lieutenant governor and from an action film star in an October recall election. NPR's John McChesney talked with some voters on Santa Monica's famous amusement pier, and he found them energized.
The national media often characterize California voters as lethargic and indifferent, but that's not what we found on a casual stroll down the pier. We spoke with people from different lines of work and different parts of the state, and almost all of them said they were following the recall election closely. Are you going to vote in the recall election?
Yes, definitely.
Rhonda Jacobson is a teacher from Orange County, just south of Los Angeles. She's not sure whether she will vote in favor of recalling the governor, but she is deeply disturbed by what the plunging state economy is doing to the schools.
Budgets have been so cut. You know, friends have lost their jobs, not only in the teaching profession, but I've got other friends also that are out of work now.
Jacobson says the recall election is a constant topic of conversation amongst the people she knows.
Every time I'm with my friends, and the church I go to, too, I go to a huge church in southern Orange County, and it's brought up quite a bit there. There's a group actually within the church that is researching the candidates.
Mona Okun is from Pacific Palisades, a wealthy coastal suburb northwest of Los Angeles. She says anger will pull her to the polls, where she will vote against the recall.
I'm definitely going to vote. I was so angry about it that I feel one man spent a lot of money to cost our state a fortune.
She's talking about conservative Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, who bankrolled a petition to recall the governor. Further down the pier, Michael Krause, a contractor, describes himself as a staunch Republican who will vote for the recall.
All my friends will vote. Everybody who I know has something at stake. Yeah, it's tremendously important. We've got to get rid of Gray Davis. The guy has squandered the resources of the state.
Krause's son Brandon says he'll go to the polls and vote for the recall because his college tuition costs have skyrocketed over the past year. And he says the candidacy of movie actor Arnold Schwarzenegger has captured the interest of many of his college friends.
Personally, me, it wouldn't really matter if Schwarzenegger was a candidate or not, but yeah, a lot of my friends that have no interest in anything political are now starting to listen up about things like that, you know? Even though Schwarzenegger hasn't said anything about his policies, you know, but everybody knows Schwarzenegger.
Mark DiCamillo is in charge of the California Field Poll, a nonpartisan poll funded by several of California's daily newspapers. He says Brandon Krause is right that the flood of media coverage unleashed by the Schwarzenegger candidacy has given a tremendous boost to public interest in the recall election.
So I would say that it's an extraordinarily high level of interest and attention being paid by voters. In our last poll, for example, we asked voters how closely they were following the news about the recall, and 63% said they were following it very closely. Now, that was up from 46% a month ago, so you can see interest is building in terms of their attention span to what's going on.
And, says DiCamillo, that means there most likely will be a high turnout on October 7th.
In that last poll, 71% of voters answered the questions in such a way that seemed to us that they would be likely to vote in this election, which is a high proportion for this kind of election.
That would be in sharp contrast to last year's gubernatorial election, in which only half of California's registered voters turned out. John McChesney, NPR News, Los Angeles.